Okay, it's 5 o'clock. This is the special board meeting for January 8th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Roll call.
Yes, Commissioner Clark here. Commissioner Mastellato
here.
Commissioner Salvucci
here.
Is in Boston remotely. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Pittman
here.
Commissioner Goodson
here.
And we don't have a second member from Thermalito until next month.
Okay, let's stand for the flag salute. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, acknowledgments of visitors. There's no one in the room. Is there anybody online?
Nope, no.
Okay, Glenn, you are up. The Ruddy Creek Pump Station Construction Award.
Yes, Madam Chair. So as we all know, we went out to bid in December and it closed on December 3rd for the Ruddy Creek Pump Station. The low bid winner was Lorang Brothers at $3,070,995. We qualified them. They passed all of the recommendations. Their bid met all the requirements, and their background check and their all of their references came out great, and had nothing but positive feedback for them. So we have a letter from Jacobs Engineering, who did the investigation to make sure that everything was on the up and up, and we have our recommendation that we award the contract to Lorang Brothers Construction for the low bid cost of $3,070,995 plus a 10% contingency for a total not to exceed of $3,378,100 to build the new Ruddy Creek Pump Station.
Any questions?
I just want to compliment the bids are pretty close all together when you look at it. So It's obviously there's a pretty competitive bidding here going on, and good to see.
Yeah, it was nice to see that many bidders. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was that because you lowered the amount?
Yeah, we would have had a couple of those that would not have been in. If I wouldn't have come and had that conversation with you, yeah, we would have had a couple of those. And Lorang was one of them.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, they are a family-owned operation. They opened in 1972, and it was two brothers.
Wow.
With one tractor.
Wow. Yeah. Huh? That's persistent.
Yes.
That's cool.
Would somebody like to make a motion to accept this?
Before I make a motion, I would ask you about time schedules. What can we expect?
Substantial completion by December 1st of 2026.
2026.
Yep.
So start.
They will start here in February.
Okay.
That's why we're having a special meeting to kind of kickstart this thing.
Great idea. Thank you. I'll make the motion approve.
Go ahead. Second.
All in favor?
Well, that's a roll call vote.
Yes.
Oh, it doesn't say roll call.
We messed that up. We'll make sure that we're better next time.
No problem.
Commissioner Clark.
Yes.
Commissioner Mastellato.
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay. Construction Management Contract Award.
Yes, Madam Chair. So for the same project, we just kind of wanted to get all of this stuff done now so we can just get this thing rolling. Mm-hmm. Previous, like on phase one, we had two separate companies do this one or the two jobs, construction management and engineering services during construction. And that made sense on a project of that size. Mm-hmm. Me and Micah got together and kind of talked about this one pretty good. And we recommend that we just stay with Jacobs on both of these.
Right.
On this project, they've, you know, even though they're not in the construction management, and when I say this project, I mean phase one, even though they're not in the construction management role, they advocate for us so hard in every situation. Sheila, who is the running Jacobs part of the phase one job, will be our construction manager on Ruddy Creek, and she is like a bulldog, and she's got scores back all day long. And so we are really comfortable with her running the project for us. And so my recommendation is that we go with Jacobs Engineering for a cost of $600,000 to do construction management and engineering services during construction, plus a 10% contingency of $60,000 for a total not to exceed of $660,000.
Okay. I just have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
So we have the 10% contingency. Mm-hmm. So let's say that they say it's more than $660,000. Then what do we do?
We'd have to come back and I'd have to come back to you guys and ask for more money.
Oh, okay.
But I would give you a heads up well before we exhausted that budget. You know, okay. I would say, hey, it looks like we're probably going to need to do something. Typically with Jacobs's contracts, and this is one of the reasons why sometimes they look higher, is they give you a number that's going to get you across the finish line. So we shouldn't expect any type of change order on this part of this project, because they kind of give you a worst case scenario number. And so it most likely will come in less than this. This is kind of like a worst, if we have a ton of different problems, this will get you through. So if we have no problems, it should be less than this, actually.
Oh, that's great.
But that's not to exceed. But if it did get crazy, I would come in and give you guys plenty of heads up.
That's the rule of thumb, right, with anything that would have to come back to the table if it's over.
If it goes over any of these numbers, I got to bring it back to you guys and get approval. Yep, I can't just do that by myself.
Do we have any expectation some of the parts or the delivery of parts will be difficult to acquire?
We did have some concerns on that because of what we experienced up here on the implant pump station, but it's all pretty standard stuff this go around, and they've kind of caught up from the COVID backup. So we're hoping that we have none. We haven't heard any problems, and none of the subs mentioned anything that they would have any issues during this process. So we're pretty confident we'll get it done by the time that it's supposed to be done by.
And I know we've got a number of agencies involved, Caltrans and PG&E and everybody all happy and worried.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's another reason why we kind of thought that let's just keep this whole thing in Jacobs's court, because it was such a difficult process to make sure that everybody was happy and they know all the details and ins and outs of that since they did it. So we thought
this
that was
kind of off topic, but it's about Ruddy Creek. Did Caltrans ask for that easement back?
We haven't got that far.
Oh, you haven't gotten that
far? No, we haven't got that far yet. But we will probably try to use that as like a negotiation type of thing to get, to keep our easement and our maintenance access that we have there right now. So we'll probably try to, we'll give it back if we can get an agreement to do,
Do we need, when we use that as a negotiating tool, do we need to retain some part of that for an additional access to the back of the property, or?
Well, technically the back of the property can't be accessed. Said that Caltrans has said you cannot use that part.
Oh.
We do, currently we do, and we have in the past, but it's not supposed to. We're not supposed to, so.
Oh, that's
it's not a legal access.
The new station will have two different ways to get in, not using that one.
So we
shouldn't have any, we'll have more access.
Okay.
That's legal.
Yes.
I just want to ask, just because if Caltrans ever decide to widen the roadway, are they going to run any conflicts with this particular project?
The station will actually be further than it is now.
Okay.
And they'll just, they'd pave over the pipe, I guess, because right now the pipe's in the toe, but they would just extend and then pave over it.
Okay.
But it shouldn't change anything
just
for us.
Looking down the road, because.
Always got to, for sure.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Commissioner Salvucci, I heard you say something, and then I kind of cut you off on accident.
Nothing. No, I'm good.
Okay.
I just think Jacobs makes a lot of money.
That's for sure. That is for sure.
Okay, would somebody like to make a motion?
Sure. I move that we approve the contract with Jacobs Engineering for the construction management and engineering services.
Okay, I'll second that. And that's a roll call, too?
Yep. Commissioner Clark?
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto?
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay. Task order number 42, SCADA integration and programming for SCORE Ruddy Creek Lift Station project.
Yes, Madam Chair. So this one's pretty important that we keep, since we do have had Jacobs do the design, and they are running the and installing the SCADA system here for the plant upgrade. It's very important that we keep, because it's all code, programming code, that the same people are programming that and coding that are doing the, when I say that, I mean Ruddy Creek, that are doing phase one. If not, you'll have two different languages, and then you might have some issues in them communicating. So in order to keep everything on the same page and everything communicating with each other, we're recommending that we just stick with our normal engineering firm that we do this stuff through, which is Jacobs, and approve a SCADA programming contract for $236,000 plus a 10% contingency of $23,600 for a total not to exceed of $259,600.
And all of this is budgeted for next year? We have enough money?
Yep.
My quick question is, so essentially are we moving from an analog type system to a digital system and monitoring things and being able to see things?
Yep.
1970s infrastructure and technology.
So yeah, the guys will be able to see everything on their cell phones. Me, Micah, will limit what they can do on their cell phone. You know, we still want them to come to the plant or come to the lift stations and figure out what's going on. But yeah, it'll be jumping us from 1977 into 2026.
I was going to say, because that typically what happens is the analog stuff, you start running out of parts and pieces.
We're there.
Harder and harder to find.
We're there. I mean, we have stuff that like we bought off eBay.
Yeah,
it's been pulled out of another facility 20 years ago and it's been on a shelf, you know, because we can't make anything work. Yes, and that is kind of one of the issues that we're dealing with on the phase one is trying to make new stuff work with old stuff, you know, so which is difficult. But this one won't be in that boat. It'll be all new stuff. All
right. I probably already know the answer to this, but the phones that they use are work phones, right?
Currently.
No. Mm-hmm.
Currently, we pay for a phone for all of them.
Right.
We've been maybe talking about, Thermalito, Water Sewer, they just give an allowance to their guys. They give them, you know, $50 a month and you can pay for your cell phone, but SCORE's not going to pay for a cell phone. We're going to give you money, you pay for your cell phone, but we're going to call you on your cell phone and you have to answer it.
So I guess what I'm getting at is when you're able to manipulate and adjust changes here in the plant, you cannot just use your own personal cell phone. There's a specific authentication is specific.
Well, they'll be they'll have to sign in, log in.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, all types of security. So they would be able to use any cell phone if they had the address to get in, the VPN address, but then they would have to go through the security protocols to actually get in. Okay. So they could come knock on the door with any cell phone, but unless they have the passwords and all that stuff, they can't get into the door.
There'll be access to a virtual private network.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So it'll be secure. And it'll be completely disconnected from like
our existing
server with like our financial records and all that stuff. It'll be two different things. One will be the admin computer and server, and one will be the SCADA computer and server. And so they will not be connected.
Thank you.
I have a question for Ryan. I know that a lot of public infrastructure security issues, there's been some legislation about that. I don't know if you got a chance to look at that, but would our system be satisfied with whatever's coming down the pike, or are you aware of any of that?
I had heard that. I haven't looked into this particular one, whether it meets it or not, but I assume Glenn and Micah have making sure it's gone to the right level to get that in the specs, but I could take a look.
No, so I can answer that. So California just came out, and you guys probably remember this, with a bunch of new rules for this stuff, but they also came out with some grant opportunities for this. So we got a $78,000 grant to improve our cybersecurity. Okay. So this is just going to roll right into that. So we'll be fine on
that's
that
good.
End.
That's good to hear.
So we're ahead of the curve on
that. Sadly, you have to be ahead of the curve because this stuff is changing.
Yep.
So dramatically.
They've had plants get held up with like the ransomware stuff where they're like, hey, we will turn off your plant unless you pay us money, you know, type of thing.
And
so
that's the other thing that hit banks. The other issue is the internet is hitting our youth with a lot of things. Our police chief has been digging into some of this stuff called 764 and MDK, and they're actually going after youth. The gangs are going after the youth to get them hooked on the internet. We're coming out with a video on that pretty soon. It's just bizarre.
That is weird.
Stuff. It's terrible because in many situations it's committed the kids to actually committing suicide.
Yeah.
Scary. So I appreciate that. It's good to know.
Well, and I have my personal phone that's connected to my office, and I have to go through, it's an app that you have, and you have to go through this whole dialogue of answering these questions, and I have to show my face, and I have to show it just right, or it's not going to let me in.
Right. That's scary when you do the show their face and says you need to shave.
Yeah.
All right, I'll make a motion we approve.
Sure.
Second. Okay. Is that roll call too?
Yes. Commissioner Clark?
Yes.
Commissioner Masolato?
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay, visitor comments, then commissioner and staff comments. Anybody?
No.
Okay, so let's see what's on the next page.
How about those cupcakes?
I wanted to get you guys in and out tonight. We didn't.
Okay.
We just got you some water. I got a basketball game to get to.
Okay. The meeting is adjourned, and the next regular meeting will be held on Tuesday, January 27th at 5 o'clock.
Well, in June, we can have Chick-fil-A.